there will be a jump of 20% of the value of that property when it goes from off plan to ready. That is the realization of an asset, right? It's gone from a piece of paper to a livable unit.
Hi guys, welcome to the Two Fat Brokers. My name is Fabrizio from Dubai.
Ben from Abu Dhabi.
Barney from Dubai. We're the Two Fat Brokers. He's a Brazilian. We
How
are...
many is a Brazilian?
Only 230.
What's that
million.
Joke? That's a joke. I remember
it's a
that.
Joke. Yeah,
it's a dead joke.
Anyway, today this is the pancake edition. We're talking about flipping.
Oh,
dad joke there.
Terrible. Love it. I love
flipping
it.
Properties. Joke, huh? So flipping a property is buying it to sell it again very quickly. We thought we'd do this one. A lot of people are asking about flipping, particularly off-plan properties. So people are coming to us and saying, let's say I want to buy something off-plan, but I only want to hold it for a year. You know, what do you recommend? What can I buy now and sell in a year's time and make a profit? So first of all, Barn, what do you think about flipping?
So
burgers,
flipping yeah. Burgers.
We already did pancakes.
I believe there's an art to it. I don't believe you can get it right every time. Obviously, there's no such thing as a certainty. But a lot of the developers recently have stopped you from flipping your properties until you've paid a certain amount. Usually, it's about 40-45%. Correct.
In Abu Dhabi, it's around 20.
Okay, so the developers themselves are actually trying to stop you from doing that. For the point
are
being...
They, or is it just like a benefit to them because they just get more cash into the escrow account?
Well, yeah, you
do
have
they
to...
Do they care that you flip it?
No, they do. They are trying to avoid bubble. I mean, they're trying to avoid people that can't afford flipping to buy, which is very good, I think. Having that that cap of 40% to be able to get an NOC to resell, I think is very beneficial.
Yeah, because your capital to the deal, you have to be a lot more committed... Because you have to have put in 40% to be able to then flip it, but you know we even see developers. There is a developer at the moment who hasn't quite launched yet, but they've taken expressions of they want to control
Hold on, man.
Americano.
This is someone.
Ah, thanks, bro.
So in the edit, these glasses are going to have magically appeared on the table because they want to make sure that people don't flip the project. They want to control. These guys are physically interviewing the people who are buying from them and then saying whether you're worthy or not, which I disagree with fundamentally. And then they're saying, right, well, if you're allowed into our project, you're then not allowed to sell.
Someone who wants money do that.
Guys, look, if we look
because
back.
Full of hubris.
Yeah, I think it's very important for us not only to look forward, to look back sometimes, right? So in 2008...
But the rear view mirror is much smaller than the front.
Just hear me out, yeah? Okay. Just hear me out. They learned from their mistakes. They were allowing brokers to put deposits on a property. And I'm not saying brokers are less of a people because I'm one of them, yeah? But I mean, people that can afford literally that installment. To buy and speculate, expecting to resell, yeah? What happens if you have 20 of these clients buying on your property of 100 properties? Meaning, 20% have their high-risk clients. So they will not be able to afford the next installment.
How the pancake.
how can you continue construction when you rely on your clients' money to continue building? So... I think the fact that they are stopping people to resell within 30-40% is a very good play because a lot of people that are flipping today or they were flipping at the time, they can't afford flipping. They were speculating. It's luck. It's gambling. So
you have to be of a certain financial position to be able to,
if you want to
play
flip,
the game.
If you want to flip and you can avoid completing payments, happy days. Fucking go for it. Yeah, it's your money. You know, you make it, you don't. But once you cannot, then it's not your loss. It's your loss and the developer's loss. And the developer cannot build without your money.
So that makes sense if the developer is just making sure the creditworthiness of the people buying, because in the end, those people owe the developer money and they need to make their
installments. Yeah, and developer, all of them are building with banks' money and then they will have a bank problem. So one person problem became three, four different entities problem.
But you gotta contrast that with the fact that, first of all, you know, I'm buying a property. I should be able to sell it if I want to. It's my right. And also, if I buy a property, what if I do fall into financial hardship? Then I'm stuck. Like, I can't sell it to anyone, even if the value's gone up.
No, you can. We just pay 40%.
Yeah, but where are you going to find that money from?
Well, the buy.
If you don't have the money, don't buy it.
The person, the person buying it from you. The person buying it from you. I'm assuming would just have to front up the remainder of the 40% that you haven't paid. But obviously, then when it becomes very apparent that you can't make that payment, that person who is going to be fronting the remainder of your payment is going to kick you over price.
That's a you problem, not a them problem, right?
Yeah,
but I mean, I think you run into issues where you restrict people's ability to sell things.
But it's the same as a mortgage, right? There's a financial burden and a risk on anyone if you're getting into a financial relationship with someone. There's always the chance that you can't make your commitment.
True. So when someone comes to you and they say, like, listen, okay, I want to buy something, I don't want to flip it later, and let's take aside, you know, the developer's part in this, because as you say, you know, they want to be sure that they're going to get paid. You know, what advice would you give someone who wants to buy something?
Be careful.
Flip it quickly.
Be careful.
No, what's your intention? What happened if you can't resell? If they can afford another 2-3 installments, which is a year up front, then happy days. If you cannot sell a house in a year, you're using the wrong broker.
So you think flipping is fine as long as you have the financial ability to take it through to completion?
If you're able to take the hit in case you cannot sell it.
Yeah, because then you'll have to hold it through and get a mortgage, you know, when the time comes.
But I mean, you have to be able, because no one can time the market. I can put something in the market today expecting to sell today and not being able to sell today. What will happen then?
Okay, so someone comes to you and they want to flip, and first of all, you know, you give them the dad advice and be like, listen, okay, only buy it if you can take it through to completion, because we can't guarantee that you're going to make money.
And that you've got the 40%.
That you've got the 40%.
30%, depending on the developer. I mean, you have enough.
30-40%.
Yeah.
So then how do you find something? So we've said, okay, you can flip as long as, you know, you don't have to, basically. That's the thing. We don't want people buying to flip because they've only got one or two installments and then they're going to go broke. So you can flip as long as you don't have to.
Look for something that you believe, having done your research, is undervalued.
How do you find something like that?
Well, I mean, you kind of have to look. So, and this is a number that I've always worked on, even for the last 16 years, that you have to understand that there will be, assuming all things are equal and the market, you know, stays at parity, there will be a jump of 20% of the value of that property when it goes from off plan to ready. That is the realization of an asset, right? It's gone from a piece of paper to a livable unit, right? So if
you
follow...
Why do you think it appreciates like that?
Risk.
So if you don't mind me interrupting...
I always remind you interrupting, but you always do it.
No, I'm reducing, bro. Meds are working. So basically... been give you a look now.
Used to them.
So basically, look, I think flipping on a developer launch is extremely risky. Why? Because everyone is entering at exactly the same level as you are. So you 100% rely on the project growing in price. Yeah. My strategy when I'm talking to investors, or even when I'm buying myself to flip, is buy below market. So, you know, if you're buying on a tower and you're buying on a, you know, below OP or with the lowest amount of premium, I rather buy something after launch with below OP or lower premium than everybody else, than buying at the same price that everyone else is buying and then rely 100% on the market. Because there's no strategy to enter that investment.
Yeah, but that's a much harder deal to find. Isn't it? To find somebody who's just selling it below OP. I mean, that in itself is impossible.
Every investor is looking for a deal. We can't just, we're not sheep. We cannot follow everybody.
But we're talking from a mass appeal.
Sure. If you get a deal that's below market price, you should buy it whether you want to flip it or not. I mean, that just makes sense. But I think what Barney said, he makes a very, very good point in terms of if you've got a flat market.
Hold the phone. What did you just say?
Yeah. You know, if you've got a flat market and you have an off-plan launch, because it's high risk, that should appreciate even in a flat market. I don't know, by 20%, but by some value. And that's why a lot of people buy off plan, because they think, you know, on handover it's going to be worth more. But obviously the market intervenes, and because off plan takes 3 or 4 years to come around, anything can happen in
then
the market.
You always, you
that's
know,
your
then
risk,
you should,
isn't it?
Then you should go back to the basics, you know, location. Best location appreciates more than the, you know, further
it's a
or
safer
farthest
asset.
Location.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
even if you pay more, it's better to buy on a waterfront property in a golf course community that you know there is a waterfront, actually.
Yeah,
for
I mean,
capital appreciation is the best.
I think if you can look at something and say, okay, well, if that was ready now, it would be worth X. And what journey does it have to take between its off-plan launch price versus what it is now? And is there a profit I can make in that intermediary time? You know, I think I speak to guys who do a lot of off-plan, and there is the sweet spot, which is 2 years in, a year and a half to 2 years in. So these guys do a lot of business with their investors, and they say, don't buy anything unless you can hold it for 2 years and then sell it. Because that seems to be the sweet spot where, you know, people are becoming more confident that it's going to be handed over. People, the development has had more airtime in any market, and so people are becoming more aware of its existence. And that's when you want to be able to sell it. But, you know, his advice to his clients is don't buy anything unless you can hold it for 2 years.
Well, Bernie, I'll ask a question in terms of flipping. Yeah? Would you rather advise someone to invest on an off-plan property and just wait for the market, or you would advise someone to invest on a ready property, add value to it or refurbish it, and then put back in
the
market?
We both know the answer to that question.
Thank you.
It's B, by the way. You know, for me,
add value.
A realizable, tangible asset is always going to be worth more than the risk of buying something that isn't going to be realized for 4 years.
Yeah, that's but most investors, particularly like retail investors, they need they want something, and these are the guys coming to us, that's like low effort, right? If you're buying something that's already built, renovating it, that's like a headache of note.
Yeah, it depends on what you're going to do, right? Because you can do kitchens, bathrooms, and flooring in 3 months.
Yeah, but these people literally want to pay my money, wait a year, 2 years, get my money back plus, you know, profit.
Yeah.
That's the easiest way to do it. Obviously, listen, if you can renovate and stuff, that's probably, you know, another podcast episode.
So here's a question. So a good return on investment now would be 6%, right? Comfortable, 6%, 7%. That's 14% in 2 years. So these guys will have made 14% on their money in those 2 years from income from the realizable asset, plus whatever capital growth it's made in that time, versus whatever they're going to make from the capital growth of an off-plan unit. That, for me, that off-plan unit would have to be going great guns to be able to outstrip that as a profit return.
Well, I mean, if you're looking at your cash-on-cash return, obviously with the off-plan, you're not putting down, you know, 100%. So your cash-on-cash return
ultimately
will be
will
higher.
Have, though.
I mean, if you hold it to completion, but let's say you put, like in Abu Dhabi, you need to pay 20%. So you're putting down 20%. If that off plan, you know, then appreciates by 50%, you know, in 2 years.
That's a big number.
I know, you know. But you're making, you know, more than 100% of your money back.
Yeah, but if you really need to sell, you put one off plan in the market and you put the ready one in the market, ready one is going to resell way quicker than the off plan, unless you take a big hit in the off plan.
I mean, it depends how popular the off-plan project is, because off-plan is relatively easy to buy and sell. Secondary market's a problem because you need the mortgage and you need the inspection. It's going to take you 45 to 60 days and all this kind of stuff. So it depends how popular it is. But obviously in some off-plan projects, I don't know if it's the same in Dubai, in Abu Dhabi, you can't resell them.
There are a lot more buyers.
There's no premium.
There are a lot more buyers for a ready property than an off-plan property. So yes, you have to get the mortgage and yes, you have to have this 2 month
time. Is that the number in Dubai? You're selling more.
It's soft and a lot. There's a lot of off-plan agents that turned into resale agents out in the past 6 months. I think it did.
Off-plan resale.
Yeah, it did slow down. I don't have the numbers right now because I'm not an off-plan guy, really.
In Abu Dhabi.
Well, a lot of these off-plan companies have set up end user wings to their or arms to their companies.
Yeah. So in Abu Dhabi, it leveled up for the first time since I think about 2016. We now have as many off-plan sales as secondary market. Before, it was off-plan was like way ahead. So I think
there's a lot more freehold properties available in Abu Dhabi, though, right? Whereas before, there weren't.
No, they're a fraction of Dubai.
Yeah. but the amount of freehold properties available to buy in Abu Dhabi has increased. Yeah, that's
an interesting, and majority that's of the launches are in two projects only, Sadiyat and on that Eider Island on the other side.
Yes.
It's like massive.
Yeah, yeah.
It's as big as Abu Dhabi, huh?
So what are people...
Oh, you're talking about Hudariat. Yeah.
What are people flipping in Abu Dhabi?
Yeah, just apartments.
And are they seeing a profit return?
Yes.
You're growing 8% a year as a market, right? That's what you said.
Well. So the weird thing about Abu Dhabi, I think we've spoken about this, is off-plan selling is selling more expensively than secondary market. So you can have two projects like next to each other, exactly the same. The off-plan will be selling 20-30% higher than the built.
That doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah. Doesn't make sense at all. Yeah.
How long has the one next door been, the ready one, been finished for? 20 years?
In this specific example, I'm thinking 3 years.
Dude, that's nuts. Why is that? Can you think of a reason why?
Because we're not getting the capital appreciation in the secondary market, though we're getting it now, investors want to buy off-plan, nicer payment plans, they don't have to get a mortgage, you know, and they're expecting, you know, to get that capital appreciation when it hands over or to flip
it. Above the 30% that they're already paying on top of a ready one?
Yeah.
I often do wonder how rich people get their money, because that just doesn't seem like a logical thing.
It doesn't.
There is zero logic in that. Yeah. But are they selling?
They're not flipping in this particular project.
Of course they're not flipping. But are they selling off plan?
Projects are flipping. Yeah, and they are selling off plan. I mean, I think it's the same as Dubai. It's not selling out in one day. You know, it's taking time. You know, people are like now offering end of year deals and stuff like that. But stuff is selling. Off plan is still selling. People are being more aggressive about the pricing, I think, is the only reason why it's slowing down.
We're noticing, I think, people are getting their pricing wrong with off plan. One particular development, which we went to see the other day on the Creek, and another one, which we went to see a while ago.
Too high or too
low? On the Crescent of the Palm. I think they've got their pricing wrong. I think they've got their pricing far too high.
See, that's what we...
I don't know how much I can say without outing these projects, which I obviously can't and won't do. But, you know, when you're looking at 25 to 30 million dirhams for a two-bedroom, you know, I think you're punching there. I mean, there's not very many people who are going to spend that kind of money on a two-bedroom apartment.
Maybe. Yeah. Anyway, we're slightly moving away from flipping.
Yes, we are. Sorry. Yeah. Well, no, ain't nobody going to be flipping those two projects, that's for sure.
I mean, you never know. You never know. So, I mean, it's interesting, the projects where you get that appreciation, because it's also by developer. So in Abu Dhabi, you know, the lesser well-known developers, you're not being able to flip their stuff at all. Even, you know, distressed sellers aren't being able to get out of OP or even below OP. But, you know, the better developers, I think probably because of the number of foreign investors who maybe don't know the market, you know, they're able to generate a premium and to flip it. And the developer is able to sell phase three more expensively than what phase one is being flipped at.
That's always been the case for off plan. Yeah, phase one's always the cheapest.
But it doesn't make sense, right? So let's say phase one, the guy bought at $6 million, he's selling at $7 million, and the developer's selling, you know, phase three at $9 million, and the developer's still selling. Yeah. And but people rather buy from the developer.
Yeah, because the developer, you only need to put like 20% down payment, where the other one you have to put way
more. Yeah, you need the premium, but still, those kind of valuations.
That's a 2 million dirham sway, 3 million dirham sway. Two million.
I mean, for, like, for example.
But, okay, I mean, that kind of thing is legitimate. Happening. Okay, fine.
Yeah, but people, particularly foreign investors, they're rather buying from the developer because, you know, it's safer, you know, more sensible, that kind of thing. So we're seeing, you know, particularly Chinese and Eastern European buyers, you know, they rather buy from the developer than on the secondary market because you've got to deal with a dodgy broker like you guys, you know, you've got to pay a premium, you know, you don't know the whole process, all that kind of stuff.
He's outnumbered here.
Big walls, yeah. There are Brazilian dodgy brokers in Dubai.
There are Brazilian dodgy brokers.
We are amazing brokers.
But anyway, so like for us, first of all, you have the dad chat with someone who wants to flip and be like, listen, you need to be able to hold it, you know, for this, that. And then if you want to flip, you need to find something that's comparable next to it. Like you were saying, there's an off-plan project where the villas are 25 million and it's next to something where the villas are 50 million. You're like, okay, well, you can compare those two projects and you'll expect that as that gets closer to handover, that 25 million will get closer to the 50 million.
I would expect it to surpass the 50 million because the 50 million one that's ready is also 7-8 years old and from a mid-level developer, and the one that's being built that's off plan for 23 million now is from a very, very reputable developer, and it's going to be newer.
Yeah, so you can see that arbitrage between, you know.
But that's keep it until it's ready.
And the built. Well, I mean, but as you say, the closer it gets to being ready, the more you will be able to flip it and get a premium by people who are seeing, you know, seeing the same thing you're seeing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you just need to compare something.
I think we should probably get an off-plan specialist into our next podcast and just see what, you know, what their viewpoint on this is, because the three of us don't really do off-plan. Yeah, right? Just, so a lot of this
we're speculating.
Oh, yeah, you do.
About half of our sales are off-plan, so we do see it. And we're seeing a lot more resale now, particularly in fancy places like Saadiyat and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Abu Dhabi is a lot more off-plan centric because there's not a lot of ready properties in the freehold areas.
True. As a percentage, yeah, it's pretty big. But now, but initially, so we had people buying off-plan and we thought, okay, they're buying to hold it. Now we're getting people who are coming to us and saying, I want to flip. What can I buy? And that's when you, you know.
And what are you...
Fabrizio what, says, what communities are you pushing them to? Going like, you know, that's probably...
What are you pushing them to? What communities are you pushing them to in Abu Dhabi?
Well, so first of all, we have the dad chat with them. And so,
Dad chat. Gotcha. Yeah, dad chat. Then what?
And then there's a couple of, obviously, Saadiyat's very strong in certain areas, north of the road. Saadiyat, particularly the first few phases that were launched in Saadiyat Grove, so things like Louvre and Guggenheim Views, they're still...
it's a mouthful, isn't it? Guggenheim Views.
Museum Views, I think it's strictly called.
Okay.
Yeah.
So good, yeah? They're selling really well.
Yeah, yeah. So they sell well in the secondary market. Sustainable City is still got a bit of premium in it, I think, because the villas handing over in Yas now have probably appreciated 30% from what they were originally sold at. Yeah, and then Ream Island will be interesting to see. There's some nice townhouses there that have already probably appreciated, but the apartments haven't. So maybe the apartments would be the next ones to move, but they're not handing over till end of 2027. So still a long way to go.
So there's skin in the game, there's fat in the market, fat in the deal still.
I mean,
what's the biggest amount of profit you've ever managed to get anyone? Do you know that number as a company? Because, I mean, you've got, what, 30, 40 brokers now?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know
what
will be the most profit that we ever got anyone. I've no idea.
That'd be an interesting number for you to dig out for the next podcast, Ben.
Well, yeah.
Records broken.
I mean, even in the secondary market, yeah. Maybe for off-plan stuff. I don't know. Probably a fair few million. Because, I mean, some of it, like Mamsha, for example. Some stuff like Mamsha, for example, has doubled in value. But again, if you're looking at percentage, the interesting thing about off-plan is because maybe you're only putting 20% down, but then a doubling in value of that off-plan, you know, means that, you know, your percentage is like five times as much. Anyway, we're like going around in circles there, but me from a conservative point of view, from an Abu Dhabi point of view, I don't like the word flipping, but, you know, a lot of people are thinking about it now.
Well,
I don't know, does that show that the market is mature or that we're in a dangerous area in the market?
I don't think it shows anything other than people have probably looked at all of the money being made, realised that they don't have the money to actually buy and hold anything, but they want to make money from the market. Right? Mm. If you had the money, I think logically you'd buy a realisable asset. But if you've only got 50% of the money, you're going to try and make turn a bit of cash in.
So you'd never try and flip an off plan?
No, not my. It's not in my DNA. I don't think it's necessarily a bad idea. I think people have made it a lot of money, and people have made a shitload of money doing it. Mm-hmm. But it's just not something I can sanction. I like to deal in tangibles.
You have bought an off-plan property though, right?
I have, but I ain't flipping it.
Okay. Fair enough. Any final words on flipping?
Do it if you get the right advice. Don't talk to me about it. I don't care. Take your problem somewhere else.
just think twice before you do it. Be responsible with your money.
Check, and double check.
Oh. Yeah. Do you think he looks like Spencer Lodge with his glasses on?
He has nothing to do with Spencer Lodge.
He just looks like.
So I think you look like a thumb, but not everyone agrees with me.
Yeah. Sure. That was a weird one.
No, just, he I actually sent a picture of me time. To Spencer Lodge and said, doesn't my brother look like you? I'm like, I look nothing like Spencer Lodge.
Spitting image.
Just because I got the same glasses or similar glasses.
Anyway, we've been the two fat brokers plus Fabrizio. I've been Ben from Abu Dhabi.
I've been Barney from Dubai.
Fabrizio from Dubai.
Thanks for joining us, guys, and we'll see you next time.